But first today, the full recommendations from a controversial review into religious freedoms have now been leaked, just a day after the Prime Minister Scott Morrison suggested the report wouldn't be released until the end of the year. The review was done by the former Minister, Philip Ruddock, and handed to the government in May. Political reporter Tom Iggledon's been reading through the recommendations and joins me now. Tom, one of the recommendations was leaked earlier this week, and now we can see the full 20. Tell us about what they say.
Well, probably the most controversial, Rachel, is going to be a recommendation that the Sex Discrimination Act be amended to allow religious schools to discriminate when it comes to hiring staff and contractors on the basis of sexual orientation or gender identity. It would also allow discrimination, there's a counterbalancing suggestion that it not allow discrimination on the basis of race, relationship status, pregnancy, disability or intersex status. But that first recommendation there is certainly going to cause some debate, you would think, among the community. We've already heard this week about another recommendation to allow schools to discriminate in relation to students on the basis of their sexual orientation. They can already do that, of course, but under this recommendation they would have to publish reasons, as we heard earlier this week. The other big one is the idea for an introduction of a religious freedom or a religious discrimination act. That would be something new. Not much detail about how that would work or what would be in it, but that is another of the recommendations. The rest, Rachel, have more to do with things like collecting statistics and engaging in public education about religious freedom, and also striking laws of blasphemy from the statutes. Some might be surprised to hear that they still exist, Rachel.
And with a critical by-election for the government looming, how do you think this is going to play politically for the government?
Well, of course, this all goes back to the same-sex marriage debate from last year, Rachel, which led, of course, to the commissioning of this report to assuage the concerns of those who did oppose the same-sex marriage issue in the coalition. Now, this politically divisive can of worms is likely to be reopened with the leaking of this report. The governor, as you mentioned, is fighting the Wentworth by-election, former Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull's old seat of Wentworth, which was voting 80% in favour of same-sex marriage last year. So a key issue there, you would think. In particular, this recommendation to allow schools to discriminate on the basis of a teacher's sexual orientation is going to get, you would think, quite a lot of reaction and feed perhaps into that by-election, Rachel.
And it was only yesterday that we heard Prime Minister Scott Morrison saying that the review wasn't going to be released until the end of the year. But what does it say that just a day later its recommendations have been leaked?
Well, obviously, you would think this has been done in defiance of the Prime Minister, and it does speak to the divisions that obviously still continue to exist in the coalition as it does try to move on from the leadership change in August. There has been some pretty constant leaking on a range of policies since that leadership change, but arguably, Rachel, this is, of course, the most serious coming as it does so quickly after the Prime Minister said, as you said, that this wouldn't be released until the end of the year. Cabinet still hasn't properly considered, of course, this report, as he's been saying. Expect the government to continue to fall back on the line that this is a report to the government, not a report of the government, as a way of perhaps trying to avoid getting too much into the weeds of this debate during that Wentworth by-election, Rachel.
Political reporter Tom Iggledon, thank you.